Today I had my first literature class for juniors, junior English majors attending the Shangnan University in Hunan province in People's Republic of China. I have 500 students total. I teach five literature courses for junior English majors, and I teach two drama courses for senior English education majors. Now, according to my guidebook on teaching college literature, the first day of class is, chances are, it's quite boring for students because mostly professors and teachers hand out their syllabus. We talk about what we're going to do, what we're going to read, and how we're going to do it. And some professors are even nice to say why we're going to do it. My class is very similar. I also talked about some of the big questions we'll be talking about. What is literature? And why should we read literature anyway? I mean, isn't it enough to watch TV and get your information from newspapers and magazines? And if I want to have fun, why don't I just play some video games? Why should I work so hard to read a book? And some other questions include, why should Chinese people read English literature? So one of the big goals in my class is for me to equip these students with their own ability to answer these questions themselves. I don't want to do it for them. And then hopefully they'll be able to defend their own answers against criticism. So my classes are about an hour and a half long. I have seven classes total. And in the middle of class, I will allow them to go on a bathroom break, which is custom here, to break up a class in half like that and refresh yourselves. And then when they came back for the second half of the class, I played a little game. It was called Guess the Author or Guess the Title. And I wanted to play this game not just to show off some knowledge of British and American literature, but to kind of assess their background. Are they familiar with some works? And of course, I started off with something simple. And I asked them to guess the author of this one. To be or not to be? That is the question. And before I could even continue onwards, everybody knew it was Hamlet, and it was a Shakespeare play. And so that's good. I can work with this. I wanted to recite a poem that was a bit more lesser known. Let's just say that. And this is by a poet in one of the states I had lived in, a very beautiful state called Vermont. And he is one of our beloved poets of the 20th century. And I began, two roads diverged in a yellow wood. And sorry I could not travel both and be one traveler. Long I stood and looked down on one as far as I could, to where it bent in the undergrowth. And I continued onwards, a couple stanzas down. I shall be telling this with a sigh. Somewhere ages and ages hence, two roads diverged in a wood, and I took the one less traveled by, and that has made all the difference. And then there was silence. Nobody knew who was this poet. That's fine. It was Robert Frost and his poem, The Road Not Taken. And I made a little mental note to put this on the syllabus in the future. This will be going over Robert Frost in a later time. And then I introduced another author. This one was one of our romantic authors, a New England transcendentalist. He built a little shack behind a neighbor's pond and lived in the woods. And he's been an inspiration for thousands of Americans ever since, maybe even millions, including a couple very famous people, including Mahatma Gandhi and Martin Luther King. And this author said, the mass of men lead lives of quiet desperation. What is called resignation is confirmed desperation. And he also wrote, public opinion is a weak tyrant compared with our own private opinion. What a man thinks of himself, that it is which determines, or rather indicates, his fate. And of course, nobody really knew who this guy was either. This is Henry David Thoreau, and he had written all this in his book Walden. After spending some time in the woods, he distilled all his knowledge and wisdom from nature and put it into this collection of essays called Walden. And this is actually one of his essays, an essay called Reading, is something we'll be going over next class. And Thoreau tells readers why they should read. And it makes a good introduction into college literature, I think. And finally, I told the students I would read them another poem by Vachel Lindsay, and I prefaced it all with, I asked them if they knew what the Congo was. I wanted to make sure they understood what the Congo was. You know, every nation, every continent has one or two great rivers. Africa has two, the Nile and the Congo, and China was also lucky in that it had two great rivers, the Pearl River and the Yellow River, whereas America just has one, we just have the Mississippi. So I will begin this poem called The Congo by Vachel Lindsay. Their basic savagery, fat black bucks in a wine barrel room, barrel house kings with feet unstable, sagged and reeled and pounded on the table, beat an empty barrel with the handle of a broom, hard as they were able, boom, boom, boom. With a silk umbrella and the handle of a broom, boom lay, boom lay, boom lay, boom. Then I had religion, then I had a vision, I could not turn from the revel in the region. Then I saw the Congo creeping through the black, cutting through the jungle with a gold in track. Then along that river bank, 1,000 miles, tattooed cannibals danced in files. Then I heard the boom of the bloodlust song, and a thigh bone beating on a tin pan gong. And blood screamed the whistles and the fifes of the warriors. Blood screamed the skull-faced lean witch doctors. Whirl ye the deadly voodoo rattle, harry the uplands, steal all the cattle, rattle, 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 bing, boom lay, boom lay, boom lay, boom. A roaring, epic, ragtime tune from the mouth of the Congo to the mountains of the moon. Death is an elephant, torch and horrible, foam flanked and terrible. Boom, 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 like the wind. Hoo, hoo, hoo. And that was a little different from all the other poetry readings I gave today. And one of the questions after that was that a song? Was that some American song? Was it a rap song? And I said, no, this is a poem by Vachel Lindsay. And I read it like this because I wanted to make a point. And that point is, poetry is meant to be read aloud. It's meant to be spoken with emotion. Poetry is emotion. Poetry is not meant to be read quietly by yourself and kept locked up in your mind. Poetry is actually meant to be read aloud. And hopefully, maybe some students will one day be reading poetry aloud themselves in front of a class. Stay tuned to my next podcast.